This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, people might say, we have weird jobs. I think your job is weirder now, what's going on in this league. What's your reaction to this now to find out that Lonzo's fired?
Yeah, again, you never know the circumstances. I really spend very little time on that, to tell you the truth. It's part of our business. You never know all the facts that lead to those decisions, but again, it's, you look at it and you move on with your job.
Is it more of a coincidence that it happens after, this is twice now it's happened after after the team's face Buffalo, is it a coincidence, is it a compliment, is there anything to take away from that because it happens there?
Yeah, I would think it's a coincidence. I think the timing is not a factor. Usually those kind of decisions are made ahead of time, and they've been evolving for whatever reason. So I just see it as a coincidence.
I realize this is your first season with Ristolainen, but just watching him, it appears to me he's improved a lot this year. His play has improved a lot this year. Have you seen it improving as he's gone along?
Well, he's such a big tool for us. I mean, if you look at whether it's on penalty kill, power play, different roles there. He's got, you know, the hardest shot. We've proven it on the team, and he also has an unbelievable competitive spirit. You can feel that, you know, he wants the Sabres to go in the right direction. He wants us to learn how to be a competitive team every night because he does play that way. He's a very competitive player, and, you know, he gives us excellent alternatives without the puck, but of course with the puck he has his own unique way of pressuring the opponent and creating offensive opportunity for us too, especially when we're desperate or we're in need or on the power play. So it's been a lot of fun working with him. He's an extremely hard-working athlete off the ice and is in the gym as much as he is on the ice. So it's, you know, he's been a lot of fun to coach.
What was the genesis of the idea to use him as a net front guy? You obviously need to do something different.
Yeah. Well, it's just my 25 years of coaching, I've often done that, where you have a very designated net front personality. It could be a forward who has that personality or a defenseman. It's been both, and it's something that we in the coaches' room spoke about as an alternative. We definitely saw that as a 6-on-5 necessity to have a definite presence who can win also retrievals and battles. That's what the net front person on the power play is, well positioned to always get to retrievals first because the PK is above him, and that's something that we also wanted to make sure that we, after chances, we're able to keep possession. And Risto is just outstanding in those battles and has the calmness still within the hands to be able to deal with what's necessary there. But, you know, with the goaltending in the National Hockey League today, you've got to get in their eyes as much as you can. You've got to do it 5-on-5 and, of course, on the power play. And he's able to make it very difficult for any type of defending in front of the net for both the goalie and the defenseman.
Are you surprised at the kind of attention he draws around the net? Because think of Reinhardt's goal last night where both defenders down low went to him even though he's not really in a position to score.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're asking for on the power play, to have different looks, different attacking points, which we're getting better at now as we evolve. And of course that discussion in the pre-scouts will be around controlling him and making sure he doesn't get in front. And so maybe, you know, that's a deception, but you know, we need multiple points of attack, and that was a good one to use last night.
Against Vancouver, when he was standing in front of the net and it was a huge battle,
yeah,
there must have been 20 cross checks between the two of them, just going at it. And the referee was right there, and I think he was just like, all right, it's two players battling.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call those cross checks. As a coach, would you rather enjoy that battle and two players battle like that, or would you like to see one of those 20 cross checks called?
No, I think that's a fun part of the game if it's tight and we're down the stretch. The fans want to see energy. Now, like what happened last night, I thought, where we were getting beaten up and battered, the guys stood up to it and they fought through it, but it was, if it's only going one way on the offense attacking the defense, that should be called, you know. But if it's two guys battling net front, we need to let that go. And I think it's part of the passion of the game of hockey that physicality needs to be allowed, and we shouldn't be afraid of it. And understanding the balance of that is difficult for the refs often. But we would like to see, you know, that being allowed if two guys are engaging in a fair fight.
Ralph, to that end, Larson got bloodied pretty good last
night.
The cameras then caught the intensity that we've heard is angry Larry.
Yeah.
What have you come to learn about Larson, and what do you think his teammates think about him?
Yeah, I mean, he works hard to be a responsible player on our team. I think, you know, his lines pride themselves on being an example on both sides of the puck. You know, they definitely try to create sustained offensive zone time to wear down other teams' D. And also, of course, he chips in big time on the penalty kill. So it's a, you know, he's a multiple player who's calm in the room and is well-liked and is just, you know, a player who's important for us as we're developing a consistency in our game. We need players that that are able to play on both sides of the puck, and Larry likes to do that.
You've utilized Curtis in a lot of different situations. Last night he played the most he's played on, I guess, like 4 years. What's it from those big minutes?
Yeah, I mean, Curtis is, again, a different look up the middle, you know, with the size that he brings. In a role with a line that would be more of a gritty line, I think over time he has that opportunity to be the leader of a line that is hard to play against, but can also defend against top lines of the other teams. So that can release some of the ice time of our top lines to, you know, especially here at home, to free them up to play against possibly weaker lines of the opposition. You know, and Curtis is giving us that. He's working hard on his faceoffs. It gives us a powerful right-handed draw. Opportunity, and he's learning every day better to play within our defensive structure that we want and the principles and concepts that we need. And also, he's a competitor. I mean, that's what we need. You know, you see guys coming from Rochester like Lazar or Pilot, and they're here and they're competing, and that's important because we need to get that right through the lineup every night here to be able to you know, stay on the winning side more often than not. Yeah, it's a different planet, really. It's crazy watching them last night and this morning. There's a directness in their attack. There's a speed in their game that we didn't see when they were here. It's as well oiled a machine as we've watched in a pre-scout in a while. This is going to be a big challenge for us. They're very confident. They play extremely simple. They give you nothing, and they defend better than any team that I've actually seen in the last 4 or 5 weeks on video. So let's see it live. We need to break it down, and we need to be as patient as they are to have a chance. But their defending as a group is really outstanding at the moment, and that is what we need to break down tomorrow.
Last one. Ralph, as you hit the road, we're not going to be able to get you before the break, so just the All-Star break, momentum's important going in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think for all teams, it's a double challenge. The one is, you know, that break is coming, and you need to keep it out of the minds of the players and out of our room. But it's there. It's the reality. And for us, it's important here before the break to solidify what's been two thirds the last three games. The last three games, we had two good periods and one that we would like to do better at. So I think consistency through these six periods into the break would be important for us, and you know, hoping we'll get the results we want. But it's more important that our game is anchored here on the road.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.